stromatolites, a kind of bacterial rock, filled the shallows in the foreground. It didn't look like a very promising place to create and nurture life. I asked her if the painting was accurate. Well, one school of thought says it was actually cool then because the sun was much weaker. I later learned that biologists, when they're feeling jocose, refer to this as the Chinese restaurant problem, because we had a dim sun. Without an atmosphere, ultraviolet rays from the sun, even from a weak sun, would have tended to break apart any incipient bonds made by molecules. And yet, right there, she tapped the stromatolites, you have organisms almost at the surface. It's a puzzle. So we don't know what the world was like back then. She agreed thoughtfully. Either way, it doesn't seem very conducive to life. She nodded amiably. But there must have been something that suited life, otherwise we wouldn't be here. It certainly wouldn't have suited us. If you were to step from a time machine into that ancient Archean world, you would very swiftly scamper back inside, for there was no more oxygen to breathe on Earth back then than there is on Mars today. It was also full of noxious vapors from hydrochloric and sulfuric acids, powerful enough to eat through clothing and blister skin. Nor would it have provided the clean and glowing vistas depicted in the poster in Victoria Bennett's office. The chemical stew that was the atmosphere then would have allowed little sunlight to reach the Earth's surface. What little you could see would be illumined only briefly by bright and frequent lightning flashes. In short, it was Earth, but an Earth we wouldn't recognize as our own.